This is Jenna Dudevoir, and you're listening to K-Pod. Today I'm with Katie Slater, a consultant with Calypso, and she's here to talk to us about her journey to the firm, from her MBA graduation day to the job search, which all happened in the middle of the biggest recession we have seen in our lifetimes. Thanks for joining us today, Katie, and welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jenna.
Why don't you start off by giving us a little background on your current role at Calypso and what areas you focus in?
Sure. So most of my work with Calypso has been process improvement work in the different aspects of product lifecycle management. Specifically, I've been focusing on pricing strategy, value management, and most recently I've been focused in portfolio and pipeline management. I've worked in a variety of different industries, mostly with a focus on consumer packaged goods and medical devices.
Well, it certainly wasn't an easy road for you to get here. Tell us some of the challenges you were facing going into the second year of your MBA program.
Well, the most obvious challenge that I was facing was the tough economy, as all of us know. But the biggest thing to combat that tough economy was just to try and stay focused. I think a common mistake that students make in their job search is to declare themselves as more of a generalist, which in turn makes you appear to have lost focus or to say that, you know, you'll just do anything for any firm. But no matter what, in any type of economy, there are companies in every industry that are still looking for talented, hardworking, smart people. You just have to stay more focused and targeted in the areas that you want to end up in ultimately.
Did you know what career you wanted to pursue for after graduation?
For me, it was consulting all the way. I did an internship in oil and gas consulting during my time in business school, and I really enjoyed my internship, but ultimately didn't want to pigeonhole myself too early in my career. But I loved the consulting aspect of my internship, so really decided to focus my efforts on finding the ideal for me, the ideal career for me in consulting.
And tell us a little bit about your job search. How did you come across Calypso, and what were some of the characteristics about the firm that stood out?
Well, for me, it was relatively easy. Campus recruiting was how I first got in contact with Calypso. I think campus recruiting can really be one of the greatest assets in a student's career search, but what a lot of people forget is that it doesn't stop with the resume drop. Companies come across thousands of resumes in a period of weeks or months, so it's so important to differentiate yourself. But for me, Calypso really stood out because some of my former classmates have gone to work for Calypso, and so it was really apparent to me that the culture was something I would fit in with very well, plus the areas that Calypso focuses in from an industry standpoint and a functional area standpoint were really appealing to me, and that those were areas that I wanted to develop more experience in. So for me, it was a relatively easy decision that Calypso was the route I wanted to pursue.
What steps did you take to go after this job opportunity?
Well, first and foremost, I'm definitely a list person. If it's not written down on my to-do list, it's probably not going to get done. So for my job search, it wasn't much different. I made a short, focused list of steps to follow once I'd identified the specific career opportunity I wanted to go after. So those five steps included, first and foremost, networking. So in the weeks before and after my interview with Calypso, I made sure to follow up with everyone from the firm that I'd met, just trying to get my name in front of them as often as possible, and really polite persistence are the key words there, just to stay persistent but not be too forthcoming about it. So my second step that I took was due diligence. This was a smooth transition since I was still in student mode. So before putting myself out there too much, I made sure that I was familiar with Calypso's culture, service offerings, history, clients. Doing your homework can really put you in front of a lot of other candidates and actually give you something meaningful to talk about once you do get the interview. The third step I took was staying flexible. Consulting requires a lot of flexibility, especially from a travel standpoint, and especially since Calypso is a virtual firm. So flexibility is really a key word with the consulting lifestyle. The fourth step I took was to just study. Every industry has, as we know, unique hurdles. For people who are just breaking into it, for consulting, that hurdle is the case study. So just practicing case studies and contacting classmates to practice case studies with them was really an invaluable step for consulting. And last but not least, knowing the culture is really key to trying to break into a new industry in a specific firm. You can practice a million case studies and have a 4.0 GPA, but at the end of the day, if you can't pass the pizza test, you're not going to get the job. And the pizza test is the question of whether, when we're working at 2 in the morning to finish a client deliverable, whether I want to share a pizza with you. So that's the short focus list of steps that I took to make sure I had a fighting chance at the job that I really wanted.
And how do you think your approach was different going after a job in a bad economy versus a good one? Do you think your approach differed?
Definitely. I think focus is really the name of the game. As I mentioned, so many students make the mistake of marketing themselves as a generalist, and they say, I'll do anything for any company, because they know that getting that job isn't going to be as easy in such a tough economy. But at the end of the day, you're more likely to get a job if the employer sees your passion for that particular position in their particular company. So just staying focused and really identifying the areas that are good for you right out of business school is going to be invaluable.
How are things going for you today in your role?
Great. I've been with the company a little over 6 months now and definitely accomplished my goal of gaining experience in a wide variety of industries and a wide variety of functions. I've done everything from number crunching to delivering presentations to C-level officers, and I've helped clients in industries from trucking and logistics to material sciences to medical devices, and of course the airline miles and hotel points are a very nice fringe benefit, but it's been a great experience, and I know that the best is yet to come.
Any last pieces of advice for the class of 2010?
Just stay focused. It's a tough economy out there, but you've obviously invested a lot of time, effort, and money in yourself, so make sure that investment pays off, and don't give up hope now. Those jobs are still out there. They have your name on it. You just have to find them.
Well, thanks for all of your excellent advice and for sharing your great story with us. Best of luck to you, Katie.